is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There have been crowds demonstrating for and against President Trump's intention to nominate a replacement for the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and also against Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell's intention to have that go to a Senate vote, whatever the election outcome. These opponents outside of Mitch McConnell's home in Louisville, Kentucky. But at a Saturday night Trump rally, the other side chanced to fill that seat.
In Fayetteville, North Carolina, supporters streamed in to see President Trump, anxious about who he might select to the Supreme Court following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I don't necessarily feel Donald Trump needs to pick a woman or a man. I feel like he needs to pick the person who's the most qualified.
Conservatives can finally take the Supreme Court.
A recent Marquette poll conducted before Ginsburg's death found 51% of likely Trump voters and 59% of likely voters for Joe Biden think the next court appointment is very important to them.
That is correspondent Nicole Killian. Mr. Trump made news on another front Saturday night as well, coming out in support of a proposed deal to keep the Chinese-owned video app TikTok operating.
Walmart is going to buy it along with Oracle, Larry Ellison. It's going to be an incredible combination. And I said, you know, do me a favor, could you put up $5 billion into a fund for education so we can educate people as to real history of our country, the real history.
Because of that proposed deal, the Commerce Department will now delay an order to block new downloads of TikTok until later this month. That had been scheduled to go into effect this weekend. Sporadic relief in spots from Western wildfires.
Whether it's a concert in Folsom,
31,
or a night of bingo in Citrus Heights, people are glad to be back outside breathing fresh air.
Today is probably the best time we've had because there's no smoke.
It allows people to get out of the house, get fresh air. Thank God our skies are clear right now.
Folsom is welcoming a new take on concerts with dozens of cars filling the Folsom Rodeo Park Arena with music lovers jamming out from their cars.
KOVR-TV's Valina Jones, sports, start of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Right to the slot, and it's a score! Dallas connects first, 5:40 into the first.
Mike Emmerich with the call on NBC. The Dallas Stars built on that, beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-1 in Game 1. This is CBS News.
Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
The COVID-19 pandemic has produced so many new things in our lives. So now how about pandemic pets of unexpected species? Stephen Kaufman reports.
Getting bored working from home, you might try a really unique pet.
Ball pythons, bearded dragons, leopard geckos, red-eared slider turtles, Russian tortoises.
But wait, there's more.
Ferrets, guinea pigs, rabbits, hamsters.
The Denver Animal Shelter's Daryl Zaltivar says it's not easy for unusual pets to find their forever home.
Because people don't realize we have them, so they can sit here for a little while.
The most difficult to adopt out? Roosters. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
And we have one additional sports note to report tonight from the world of baseball. A sudden, immediate resignation of the Detroit Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire, not waiting out the end of this most unusual pandemic curtailed season. Tom Foti, CBS News.